and owner of At the Core, Beth Probst, is on the live line. Beth, good to have you on this morning.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Real good. A lot of people are in back-to-school mode, and that's whether you got little kids or middle school kids or high school kids. But we're going to focus on the college kids. There's a new application process, a common application that's up on August the 1st. Tell me what you know about that.
Well, I'm going to ask you first, do you remember your own process of applying to college?
I remember that I went through a lot of paperwork, and I narrowed it down to 10 schools I thought would be okay, and then my parents made me narrow it to 4, and I filled out all the apps and sweated it out till I got all the info back.
Excellent. I totally remember a bottle of Whiteout, a typewriter, some envelopes and stamps. So the Common App has really changed that landscape. What it is, it's just that. It's a single application that's accepted by over 500 colleges and universities as a way to apply for admission. It's all online. In Ohio, this would include schools like Ohio State University, Otterbein, University of Cincinnati, Ohio Wesleyan. So a full list, families can find a full list on commonapp.org. It's a place where students will put in their demographics, their academic profile, all their extracurriculars, all in one spot that they can then send online to multiple universities that they apply to. There's an essay component. They'll choose from 5 different prompts, writing a 650-word essay. There would be a fee to apply that's going to be somewhere between $25, $50, $70. Sometimes a university will waive that fee if they want to entice and encourage students to apply. And then there's often a supplement. Some universities will have you fill out some extra stuff after you fill out that Common App and perhaps do an additional essay as well.
Yeah, and it's for people that think I need to tailor each application to each school, having that little extra, you know, back and forth might be very helpful.
Exactly. That's what the supplement is, a fantastic opportunity to do just that.
And when we look at that, you know, 25 to 75, whatever the dollar figure to apply doesn't seem too bad. In Ohio, we're pretty fortunate, to, especially with our state schools. We haven't seen those tuition rates go up like some other states, have we?
Well, there's been a lot of pressure, right, to keep the cost of universities heading it in the down direction instead of in the up direction. You know, it's interesting. I was an in-state student at Purdue University in Indiana in the late 80s, and we used to budget $6,000 a year for that year at Purdue. That same situation at Purdue right now is $24,000. This is often shocking to families that attend. We do a free presentation around town called Tips for the College Bound. Many families are unaware of those numbers. Private schools can be $40,000 to $50,000 a year, and our most elites are approaching $70,000 a year. We discuss all this on our Facebook page, Getting at the